轻松学好英文就听 Ivy League Analytical English。您现在收听的是最 hot 的常春藤解析英语教学课程。Come on， 快跟着常春藤把英语学得棒棒的。
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ivy League Analytical English. I'm Karen.
I'm Wesley.
Today is May 11th. We're on page 40. Today we have a reading comprehension test. That is, we have a reading passage for you. Pay attention. Make sure you understand what it's talking about. Also, don't just listen for meaning. Remember to also listen for how people say things, not just what they say.
好，我们今天有一个阅读测验。那当我们在看这个阅读测验，或者当各位在听 Karen 老师读念这个阅读测验的时候呢，好，大家要记得，你不但是要把这意思弄清楚，而且你要学一学，要注意一下别人怎么样表达他的意思，用英文表达他的意思，学学一些重要的好用的片语或者是生字。
Our topic today is something of interest to a lot of young people, at least based on my observations of my own two children who are now grown. A lot of people are very, very interested in nail polish.
Nail polish 就是擦指甲油哈，那是一种指甲的艺术。
And it's no longer just women. Men like to polish their nails now, too.
Really? I didn't know that.
My son does.
Okay. 好，所以刚刚老师说，现在不但是女生喜欢擦指甲油啊，男生也会觉得，哎，用指甲油可以把自己的指甲美化一下。
So let's learn something about nail polish. Our title is, I've got to hand it to you.
好，这句话字面上的意思就是我佩服你啊，就是我实在很敬佩你。那这里呢，我们把它根据这个文章的内容，我们把它题目翻成为指尖的艺术。指甲彩绘。
And here is the article. In the 1930s, actresses on the silver screen looked elegant and sophisticated. What was the finishing touch to their look that made women across the Western world wish to imitate them? It was the perfect polish on their long fingernails. Manicuring and painting nails is not a new thing. The first known instances of nail care date back to China in 3000 BC, when members of the royal family used a mixture of silver, gold, egg whites, and beeswax to color and protect their nails. The paint used on fingernails in the 1930s and today, however, was actually made possible as a result of innovations in the automotive paint industry.The cosmetics company Revlon was started in 1932. Its founders used nail polishes that were pigment-based instead of dyes, and they had polishes available in a variety of colors. Up until that point, nail polish was only available in various shades of red. Revlon also brought in vogue the idea of matching nail and lip color.During the first half of the 20th century, men would receive manicures along with a haircut, shave, and shoe shine in a package deal. Over time, manicures for men went out of fashion. Yet in the 1990s, men once again started to care about the appearance of their nails. Now, men and women alike can be seen in nail salons getting their nails cleaned, trimmed, polished, and even painted. From natural to acrylic,Fingernails come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. Getting a manicure is one way to pamper yourself and look well-kempt without breaking the bank. Well, on the other hand, some fingernail painting is very expensive, so it depends on where you go and what kind of services you get. Well, let's go back and understand the whole article before we, form any more opinions about painting nails. Our first sentence again, in the 1930s,Actresses on the silver screen looked elegant and sophisticated.
Okay, 在1930年代 actresses, 这些女演员 on the silver screen, 就是荧光幕上就是大荧幕上面这些影星啊她们怎么样 looked, 看来是 elegant, 就是很优雅。那 sophisticated, 在这里我们可以翻成得体的意思就是她们了解到什么是 fashion, 在什么样的情况之下她们怎么样装扮自己会最得体。所以我们看到这些明星她们打扮非常的优雅非常的得体。
Right. It sounds very high class, sophisticated. That means that they know a lot about what they're doing. They've done research into it. They've chosen the best brands of products, and they use them in a very, very informed way.
好，所以他们了解怎么样打扮自己最能够体现出来他们的特色，最能够适合当时的这个场合。好，所以他们 打扮自己 in a very informed way, 就是他们是知道 they know what to do 的意思。
Before I read the first sentence, I used the expression to form an opinion. What does that mean?
就是形成你的意见、啊、就是下了你的判断。
It's not as though we all have opinions ready inside of us all the time on every issue. Usually we have to think about something and decide how we really think. That is forming an opinion. 不是说现成的你马上就什么都已经知道你怎么想。What was the finishing touch to their look that made women across the Western world wish to imitate them?
好，这句话他说 What was the finishing touch to 什么什么？那当我们讲到 the finishing touch to something， 就是说完成这个东西的最后那一笔，通常都表示最后的神来之笔，或者是画龙点睛的那一笔。好，那有的时候我们前面会用 add 或者 put， 你可以说 add the finishing touch to something， 或者是 put the finishing touch to something。那在这里他就是说，那是什么东西，是什么样的神来之笔，最后的这些神来之笔可以使这些这个女人啊，看起来怎么样？非常的漂亮，使得 women across the Western world 这个西方世界的女性都希望能够 imitate them， 都希望能够模仿她们。那我看到这句的时候，我其实蛮感动的，因为他自己讲到 women across the Western world 这句话，我觉得加上去非常的漂亮。因为如果不加的话，就会有那种这个哦西方中心主义，就是如果这个地方讲说 women all over the world want to imitate them， 那我就觉得奇怪了，不见得啊，那个西藏的妇女不见得想要模仿好莱坞女星的样子啊。
That's true, yeah.
对，但他这里他讲出来 across the Western world， 他表示这个作者啊，他的头脑很清楚，就是他知道说，哎，是西方的妇女都想要去模仿这些好莱坞影星，那其他地方的就不一定了。
Right. Some places certainly did, like Shanghai. I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
It was the perfect polish on their long fingernails.
所以呢是什么呢它的这个 finishing touch 是什么呢其实原来就是 the perfect, 完美的这个 polish, 这个指甲油啊这指甲的这个色彩 on their long fingernails, 在他们长长的指甲上面所擦的那个漂漂亮亮的指甲油。
There's another word for nail polish, and you will often see this word on the bottles of nail polish when you buy them in the store, and that's nail enamel. Enamel is E-N-A-M-E-L,E-N-A-M-E-L, enamel 就是珐琅的意思 And it's not 珐琅 by the way, I've checked the dictionary But I guess a lot of people are saying 珐琅 now Enamel, 就是你牙齿外面的那层也叫珐琅质 So that's called your tooth enamel in English、
mm.
Okay, the second paragraph Manicuring and painting nails is not a new thing
好所以呢这个地方它用两个动名词当主词那 manicuring 就是修指甲了哈指甲的修护还有呢 painting nails 还有你这个擦指甲油指甲的彩绘这不是个新的事情 is not a new thing 那这里各位看到它用的动词是 is 是单数动词因为它把前面这个修护指甲跟指甲彩绘看成一件事情所以它是用单数的动词
The first known instances of nail care date back to China in 3000 BCWhen members of the royal family used a mixture of silver, gold, egg whites, and beeswax to color and protect their nails.
好，这句话基本上我们可以翻成两个大部分。第一个部分呢，就主要子句。The first known instances of nail care date back to China in 3000 BC. 这是第一部分。那这个第一部分它讲的意思就是说，我们知道的最早所知道的一些擦指甲或者修护指甲的一些例子。The first known 就是我们所知的。最早的 instances 就是些例子 of nail care nail care 就是指甲的修护那英文里面这个 care 这个常常会加前面会加一些名词来表示这一方面的护理例如说我们讲 health care 啊，就是健康的照护啊，或者是 child care 啊，就是怎么样照顾小孩那这地方是 nail care 就是表示怎么样照顾指甲
or hair care
hair care 啊，就是表示怎么样这个保护你的头发、啊、那最早照顾指甲的这个例子呢 ,date back to, 就是可以追溯到对在可以在什么时候找到啊可以追溯到中国在西元前三千年的中国就有了。好这是第一部分这个句子的第一部分。那这个句子的第二部分呢加了一个 when, 从 when 之后呢这个 when 就是表示这个三千年前的中国当时怎么样。好所以 when 后面这整个子句就是表示三千年前中国当时如何呢当时 members of the royal family, 就是当时王室的成员使用 used, a mixture of something, 就他们使用某一个东西的混合物。好是什么的混合物呢我们看到 silver, 银 gold 是金然后 egg whites, 就是蛋白 啊，还有 beeswax 就是蜂蜡，啊，它使用这些东西的混合物来 color and protect their nails。 这个 color 跟 protect 在这里都是动词，啊，color 就是着色， protect 就是保护，它可以让把它们的指甲着色并且保护它们的指甲。
The paint used on fingernails in the 1930s and today, however, was actually made possible as a result of innovations in the automotive paint industry.
Okay, the paint, 就是现在我们所用的这个指甲油 used on fingernails in the 1930s, 在1930年代所使用的擦在指甲上面的这些指甲油，还有 today, 还有今天所用的这些指甲油呢，都是其实是 was actually 其实是 made possible 就是变成可能使成为可能被后面这件事情使得这个指甲油成为可能啊。那是什么事情使得指甲油成为可能呢 as a result of 就是它是什么的结果所以换句话说现在我们所用的这指甲油它之所以成为可能是因为它是什么的结果呢它是 the automotive paint industry 就汽车工业的这个啊 paint industry 汽车工业给汽车上漆烤漆的这个工业、嗯、啊，他们的结果，换句话说，它是烤漆科技发展的一个结果，才使得我们现在有这样的指甲油可以用。
I thought of another word for nail polish. 指甲油有 nail polish, they call it paint here. I just mentioned nail enamel. Another name is nail lacquer. L-A-C-Q-U-E-R, L-A-C-Q-U-E-R. Lacquer 就是漆。For example, lacquerware 是漆器 Nail lacquer is another word for nail polish, and you can also use lacquer as a verb. I'm going to lacquer my nails. The cosmetics company Revlon was started in 1932.
好，有一个化妆品公司叫 Revlon, 它是在1932年开始的。
Its founders used nail polishes that were pigment-based instead of dyes, and they had polishes available in a variety of colors.
好这个 pigment based 就是它是以颜料为基础所调出来的指甲油好而不是染料 dyes 就是染料所以这句话意思就是说创办人呢这个公司的创办人他使用颜料为基础所调出来的指甲油而不是用染料好而且呢另外一方面它有各种不同颜色的这个指甲油可以供应啊 polishes available in a variety of colors 就是以各种不同有不同颜色的这个 polishes 是 available 它可以提供给你那 in a variety of colors 那个 in 是因为 color 的关系啊当你说某个东西颜色是什么的时候你可以说 in 什么样的 color
Do you know what my kids and their friends favorite color is now for nail polish?
I have no idea
Black.
Ooh.
I guess it's fashionable. Up until that point, nail polish was only available in various shades of red.
So up until that point, 一直到那个之前、啊、这个 nail polish, 指甲油 was only available, 它只不过我们能够买到的指甲油都是怎么样只不过是 in various shades of red. 这个 shade 就是色调所以在那个之前呢我们能买到的指甲油都是红色。啊，只是说不同的红色的色调，可能有的深一点，有的浅一点的红色，啊，没有办法说有各种不同颜色的指甲油让我们来选择。
Revlon also brought in vogue the idea of matching nail and lip color.
好，这个地方呢，这个 Revlon 就是露华浓公司了哈、啊，他们 also brought 就是带什么东西呢 ？Brought 真正的受词是 the idea of matching nail and lip color， 就他带了这个 idea， 把这个观念。什么观念呢就是要指甲油要跟你的嘴唇的唇膏的颜色、啊、要配合在一起、啊、这样的一个观念它使得这观念呢 brought the idea in vogue in vogue 其实是补语、啊、使得它成为一个流行但是因为呢这个 brought 的受词太长了你如果把它写成 brought the idea of matching nail and lip color in vogue、啊、人家有时候会突然之间一下子诶这 in vogue 是什么东西一下想不过来所以他就把它提到前面来 brought in vogue the idea of matching nail and lip color.
In this case, I don't think it's all that long. They could have put in vogue at the end. I think they were playing it safe. And also, instead of in vogue, you could have said in fashion. It means about the same thing.
In vogue 另外用法就是 in fashion、啊、那在这里他把这 in vogue 提到前面来、啊、刚刚 Karen 老师讲这个地方他的受词还没有长到说你一定要把这个 in vogue 位置变化的地步不过你把这个 in vogue 提到前面来还有另外一个效果就是他会强调、啊、brought in vogue 就强调说这件事情是很流行的因为你如果通常来讲英文里面要强调有一个 基本的办法，就是你改变 word order。 好，常见的 word order， 一般的 word order， 你如果把它改变一下的话，就会有强调的效果。不过大家记得，你不要自己乱变啊，别人改变了你要看得懂啊，这个有强调的效果。那你自己呢，除非你真的很有把握，不然的话英文的 word order， 你字的顺序你还是不要乱变好了，以免弄巧成拙。
Right， 一板一眼比较好。During the first half of the 20th century, men would receive manicures along with a haircut, shave and shoe shine in a package deal.
好， a package deal 就是一个套装的，可能是个套装的行程或者这个套装的产品。那在这里就是说呢，during the first half of the 20th century， 在20世纪开头的那前半段，就是1950年代之前呢，人们男人哈也会 receive manicures， 他也男人也会修指甲的。Along with 就是跟着什么一起修呢 ？A haircut， 他去理发的时候顺便修指甲啊 ，shave 他顺便会去刮脸修脸，还有呢 ，shoe shine 啊，以前连理发完之后呢，连这个鞋子都顺便擦一擦。那这些东西呢，都是一个 package deal， 所以可能他跟你讲说啊，我们这全套服务包括理发啊，这个整理指甲，帮你那个剃胡子哈、啊，还有擦鞋子，整套啊，看你收你多少钱这样子。就是一个 package deal。
Over time, manicures for men went out of fashion.
Over time 就是渐渐的、啊、这个男人修护指甲这件事情呢 went out of fashion， 就是慢慢变得不流行了。
Yet in the 1990s, men once again started to care about the appearance of their nails.
但是到了1990年代呢，人们男人、啊、又再一次的开始关心 care about， 关心他们 the appearance of their nails， 他们指甲的外表，换句话说他们会决定要开始要修护指甲了。
Now men and women alike can be seen in nail salons getting their nails cleaned, trimmed, polished and even painted。
好，这个 alike， men and women alike， alike 就是同样的一样的。好，所以现在呢 men and women alike， 男男女女都一样，这 alike 通常就放在 men and women 的后面。好，男男女女都一样， can be seen， 你都可以看到他们，他们都会被看到。在哪里被看到呢？好，在 nail salons， 就是在这个指甲沙龙里面，就是换句话说修指甲的地方啊。那他们被看到在做什么事情，这是种感官动词，所以呢我们后面可以加一个动名词来表示说他们被看到在做什么事情。他们被看到在做什么事情呢？他们在 getting their nails cleaned 啊，他们在让他们的指甲怎么样被清洁 trimmed 啊，被修剪 polished 啊，擦上指甲油，而且呢甚至于 even painted， 甚至于他可能是怎么样用来彩绘啊，在指甲上面画一些很漂亮的画。
From natural to acrylic, fingernails come in all shapes, sizes, and colors.
Okay, 这个地方啊 ,from natural to acrylic 都是修饰那个 fingernails, 就是说 fingernails 它有各种不同的可能。好，从 natural, 从自然的这个指甲到 acrylic fingernails, 那 acrylic fingernails 就是一种这个好像是塑胶的指甲一样啊，那这个可以放在真的指甲上面。好，那顺便提一下，这 acrylic 这个材质啊，这种我们把它翻成压颗粒啦，但是它这种化学元素其实有时候也用在某一些指甲油里面啊。那在这里呢，它指的是那个假的那个塑胶指甲，所以指甲从自然的指甲到这种压颗粒的指甲啊，那接下来呢，他们 come in all shapes, sizes and colors， 就是他们有各种不同的形状、不同的尺寸、不同的颜色。好，当我们讲某个产品啊 ，come in all shapes, sizes and colors， 就是说这个指甲、这个产品它有各种不同的啊、形状啊、尺寸啊、颜色等等的。
You can say that about people too.
Yeah,
they also come in all shapes, sizes and colors.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Getting a manicure is one way to pamper yourself and look well kempt.Without breaking the bank.
OK, 那这个地方它的主词是动名词当主词 ,getting a manicure,、啊、就是你去修护指甲 ,is one way to, 是一个方法可以干嘛呢 ?pamper yourself. 这 pamper 这个字啊是宠爱的意思、啊、我们常常讲你要宠爱一下自己、啊、,pamper yourself. 那 pamper 本来就是、啊、通常就是对某一个人很好、啊、他要什么就可以给他什么，那就叫做 pamper 的意思。
In this case, you could maybe translate as 宝贝自己。
呀、yeah, 宝贝自己宠爱自己、啊。好，所以呢这是宝贝自己宠爱自己的一个方法。而且呢同时可以 look well kempt. Well kempt 这个字啊，本来的意思就是这个梳妆打扮的很整齐的意思。那它的否定的用法也蛮常见的，否定用法就 unkempt。好 ，U N K E M P T。好，再来一次 ，U N K E M P T。那这个时候通常表示头发没有梳啊什么的，就是披头散发的样子。好，那另外一个否定的字也可以用 ill kempt。好 ，I L L 啊，一个 hyphen K E M P T。好 ，ill kempt 跟 unkempt 意思差不多，都是表示披头散发，没有梳妆的意思。
In the spelling K-E-M-P-T, you can maybe see the word comb, which we spell C-O-M-B, and we don't pronounce the B. Kempt is related to the word for comb, and so it really means well-combed, 你的头发梳理得非常整齐的意思。But we extend the meaning to include your overall grooming. And grooming is a good word to know, especially when we're talking about nail polish or other things relating to 打扮。Groom is G-R-O-O-M.O-M 加 I-N-G, grooming, 那就是自己的那个梳洗梳理的意思。
嗯哼，好，那这一句话最后面那个 breaking the bank, 这也是一个很好很有趣的一个 expression 啊。这个 breaking the bank 就是花很多钱啊，尤其是花的钱可能是比你有的钱还要更多的啊，就是打破你的银行啊，钱不够，换句话说这地方就是你不必花太多太多的钱啊，你就能够让自己宠爱自己一下，让自己看起来这个非常的得体，打扮得不错这样子。
This is interesting because when I first learned the expression 破费 I thought it meant something like this, but the Chinese 破费 is quite different.
Quite different.
All it means when you say 破费 is to spend money.
Exactly.
不一定是非常多或者太多。
Yeah, 但是英文里面当你说 break the bank, 就是你花了很多钱，而且通常是 more than you can afford.
That's right, that means you might have trouble paying your rent after you spend that much money.
Yeah.
所以 I had to pay attention and someone had to explain this to me, 破费就不等于 breaking the bank.
对啊，例如英文里面你可以说 well, a new VCR doesn't have to break the bank.
Right.
啊，你去买一个新的嘛，那又不会多贵啊，所以你就可以讲说 well, a new VCR doesn't have to break the bank. 啊，它又不会太贵，你又不会说，又不是说真的付不起，是这种语气。
This is advertising copy. If they're advertising the VCR, they will write a sentence like this saying, oh, our product is good and it's very inexpensive.
Okay, it doesn't have to break the bank.
Right. Let's go to our questions. Number one, what detail made it possible for actresses in films of the 1930s to influence Western women?
好，是什么东西使得1930年代电影中的女演员能够影响西方的女性呢？
A. Silver screens that made them look impressive.
让他们看起来令人印象深刻的荧光幕。
No. B. Dyes that matched nail and lip color.
好，能够搭配指甲跟他们嘴唇颜色的染料。
The key here is dyes. We're not talking about dyes. We're talking about paints, basically. C. Car paint adapted for use on fingernails.
啊，就是被从汽车烤漆被改用在指甲上面的这个东西。
And that's the correct answer. D. The larger than life size of the actresses.
比实际尺寸还要大的女演员。
There are some actresses like that that are larger than life, 就是非常巨大的。Usually when we say larger than life, it means that they are really great people who we admire a lot. He's larger than life. That means we imagine him or her as a hero.
Larger than life 通常表示我们很敬仰的人，但在这个地方它指的是这些人的身体的尺寸、啊、就是他们身材很大的意思。
Right. Two, why wasn't nail polishing popular outside of the royal family in China?
好，为什么中国皇族以外的人不流行擦指甲油呢？
A. Commoners did not have silver or gold.
Commoners 就是平民、啊、所以平民没有金或者银。
That's the correct answer. B. People outside the royal family were busy.
因为皇族以外的人很忙。
Well, that's certainly true. See, everyday people did not have access to eggs.
一般人无法取得蛋。
Now, I bet they did have eggs. D, regular men and women used cream instead.
一般的人他是用奶油取而代之。
No, that's silly. Three, if a person breaks the bank, they...
好，如果一个人 break the bank, 怎么样呢？
A, break into a bank.
他们就去抢银行去了。
No, it's not committing a crime.B, steal a great amount of money.
他们去偷了很多很多的钱。
No, it's not stealing money. I said it wasn't a crime. And C, spend a fortune on something.
好 ,spend a fortune 就是花了很多很多钱的意思。所以这个地方他这个选项的意思就是他们在某一个东西上面花了很多很多的钱。
Right. Maybe you will spend a fortune on a gift for someone and then you find that it's not the right color.
好你可能花了很多钱买那个礼物送人结果发现颜色不好。
Then you'll feel terrible. D, take all of their money out of their account.
啊，把他们的钱全部从户头里面领出来。
That's not it either. The correct answer is letter C. To spend a fortune on something is to break the bank. Don't do that. 不要刷爆你的信用卡 and become a 卡奴. That's it for today. Tune in next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
您想重听今天的广播内容吗？快上常春藤网络书店 www.ivy.com.tw， 这里提供您最多免费的英语学习资源，最丰富的英语广播教学课程，还有最多超优好康长春藤网络书店，欢迎您。